Hello and welcome back to the Pixel Productions podcast for another episode. Hope you guys are doing great today. Today we're going to be talking about Toad. Right, Hiram?
Yeah. Toad's one of the most, he's one of the most playable characters in multiplayer Mario games. So yeah. You probably can always find him in
this episode,
Mario multiplayer games.
Yeah, and just to butt in, this episode is also going to talk a little bit about Toadette, so you get to hear a little bit about Toadette. So next episode, I'm just gonna do first. I'm gonna tell you what next episode is gonna be about. It's gonna be about Yoshi. We might not get an episode out on Monday. We're not sure yet, but I'm on an episode of Isaac's podcast. Go visit Thank the Phoenicians. It will be out as soon as this episode gets out. So if you guys are listening to this episode, that means you guys should go check out Isaac's podcast and listen to the episode about me on his podcast. Mm-hmm. Toad is a very interesting character. He has a mushroom hat, which for some reason I couldn't find any history on how he, why he has a mushroom hat or anything, but, I don't know.
So he's basically a man with a mushroom hat? Yeah. I thought that'd be, I thought the hat was like his head.
I know. I think it's a hat. I don't know if it's a head. I'm pretty sure it's a head, but it might be a hat. It's a universal question. What do you guys think? I might, start a conversation in the... if you guys are listening on Spotify, this episode will have a poll. What do you think? Does he have a mushroom hat or a mushroom head? We'll see that. Okay, let's get right into this episode. Toad is one of the main characters in the Mario franchise. He is Peach's attendant and longtime protector of the Mushroom Kingdom. He's actually a singular character among an entire species of lookalikes, like the Yoshis, which means that the Toads have multiple colors. Same thing with Yoshis.
So, they're like...
they're species.
Yeah. So, he usually has the role of a sporting character who tries to help Mario and Luigi on their adventures. Toad also has a spin-off, and it has been the character Toad. Toda actually has transferred from a spin-off to an actual character, which is pretty awesome.
The first game that Toad is in is Super Mario Bros. 2. In the game, he, along with Mario and Luigi and Princess Toadstool, go on a picnic of wait, that doesn't make sense. The scripter wrote something really weird. But, they go to picnic at the beginning of the game. And, later, they discover a cave that leads to a strange world known as Cubcon. I think is how you pronounce it. Or Cubcon.
What's Cubcon?
I don't know. You guys will have to play, Super Mario Bros. 2 Original, I guess.
Gameplay-wise, Toad is the worst jumper, but he's extremely fast when it comes to picking up vegetables or digging through sand. He's also super speedy, makes the fastest of four characters, being the only character who runs faster than normal while carrying a heavy object that would slow the other characters down.
His artwork depicts him with red spots, like in most of his appearances. His sprite in Super Mario Advance depicts him with blue spots instead. However, he has the usual red spots, although his cap is more yellow than white.
Yes, that's true. An inclusive game, BS Super Mario USA, Toad Returns as one of the four playable characters alongside Mario. Toad also returns in Super Mario 3D World and is its Nintendo Switch part as one of the blue characters that the player can use in this game, Toda, depicted with blue spots, which is consistent with his endgame appearance in his NES or NES version of Super Mario Bros. 2.
He also, also in Super Mario 3D World, during the introduction sequence, Toad is seen taking a late evening stroll with his friends Mario and Luigi and Princess Peach near Peach's castle. However, Toad is the first one to notice a strange clear pipe. I actually love that game, and it is so fun.
Oh yeah, the strange clear pipe, the traveling pipe. What do they call it? The traveling pipe?
Just a clear pipe.
Clear pipe. I like how they added that. You know, like, there's just pipes in general, but the clear pipe?
They're just cool because you can see Mario actually go through the pipe.
And you can, like, control while you're in. After the game, he goes through a lot of different cartoons or interest of cartoon films. These go on for a long while, and then after we find the golf series, and he is found in Mario Golf, the NES tournament. He also goes through a bunch of Mario Kart games and are also featured.
In Wario's Woods, Wario is the main character. Wait, no.
Yeah.
Nope. I think it's meant to be Toad. Toad is the main character of a Nintendo puzzle game within the plot of a game, and the antagonist Wario has taken control over the quiet forest, renaming it Wario's Woods.
That's weird that it said Wario is the main character.
Yeah, my script is broken, okay?
Toad appears as a playable character in Super Mario Maker 2 alongside Toadette. Mario and Luigi, much like Super Mario 3D World, Toad is depicted with blue spots, while some of his previous special forms, such as Cat Toad, often feature.
In Super Mario Maker 2, which I also love, Toad also gains 7 new forms: Big Toad, Super Ball Toad, Raccoon Toad, Frog Toad, Cape Toad, Balloon Toad, and Builder Toad. That's a lot of Toads.
Yeah.
He keeps returning more and more into the games. It would take way too long to number all of them. Anyways, guys,
this has been a short episode.
Yeah,
this is
a shorter episode. Sorry about that. I didn't have enough time to write a full episode script.
Quite good script.
Yeah, that's why it's all messed up. But, we hope you guys liked this episode. It's about Toad, and next episode will be about Yoshi. We'll try to get We'll try to get it out on Monday. We're short on time. Yeah, we're short on time. We don't have enough scripts ready, and we had to scrap this one together. So if you guys enjoyed this episode, then give us a 5-star review. You guys can review us on Apple Podcasts, follow us anywhere you listen to the podcasts, and visit our website to figure out, it talks about, a little easy short description. If you also want to know a bit about us, go listen to our introduction episode.
Yeah, I'm on one, and I'm sure it's already out by now. I believe it is.
Which episode?
It's the Meet Hiram.
Oh, yes. Go listen to the...
we talk about our favorite Disney things. It's not, regular things in general.
Yeah, by the way, we just switched what we're talking about. We're talking about Isaac's podcast, Thank the Phoenicians. Yeah. So, in that podcast, we talk about Disney, which we also love. But, in this podcast, we talk about video games, which we also love. So, we're going to be on both of those podcasts. But, this one is our podcast. So... as long as this podcast is running, it's always going to have us in it, but not Isaac's podcast. Isaac's podcast will you know.
Once again, but we, but
go Sam, visit our website.
Obviously, it's going to be in every episode, and I'm going to be in almost every episode
of this podcast.
Right now, I am because you deleted the updates to our podcast. So hopefully, you listen to that.
Yeah,
and hopefully that Luigi has more listens.
Yes,
because
guys, listen, please, listen to our episodes. Our most played episode is our first and second episode. Those are our most played episodes. If we can get the plays up to, 115, then we might do some sort of special episode. I don't know. Currently, we're at like 95 plays.
So we're getting there.
We're getting there. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Next episode will be Yoshi. The one after that will be the Miis. And after that, we're going to start actually doing games.
So be excited for that.
We might do Nintendo Switch games. We might do PS5 games. It depends on if we want to talk about it and if we know much about it, if we want to learn about it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and we'll see you guys next episode. See you later.